to review some halachos pertaining to Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av. So, in general, our observance of Shabbos is as a regular Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes that even in the last meal, right before Tisha B'Av, meaning right before the fast, one can have a meal even like Seudas Shlomo HaMelech B'Shato Basar V'Yayin, and one does not hold back. The Mishnah Berurah writes that even though there's no obligation to have meat on Shabbos at all, but if one holds back because it's Tisha B'Av, then that's not right. And a person should have the regular Shabbos meals as per usual. The Poskim write to sing Zmiros, no problem, as per usual. Mishnah Berurah writes already the last meal, right before Tisha B'Av, maybe the tone should be a little more somber. He has 2 days whether one should have guests, Su'udas Chaverim, for that meal, but certainly for the other meals, even to do so, to have a social meal is no problem. There is a real question one can ask, one can discuss, which is Shabbos Tisha B'Av at all? Do they completely uproot Tisha B'Av and just move it to Sunday? Or it's Tisha B'Av, just happens to be that we fast on Sunday. So this may very well be a Machlokas Mechaber Rama, which is expressed in two ways. Number one, the Rama writes that although we don't have any public displays of Avelus on Shabbos, but Dvarim Shebitzin are Noeg. So he says that would be the same when it comes to Tisha B'Av as well, that Dvarim Shebitzin would be Noeg. And the Mechaber writes that that's not the case explicitly. He says, Mutar Bekol, Tashmi Shemitah included. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that one would be Mekel Bilel Tevila, but otherwise the Rama writes that Dvarim Shebitzin are Noeg. So the Rama apparently understands that it is Tisha B'Av. Just that, most of the things, the public expressions of Avelus and certainly the fast are pushed off to Sunday. The Mechaber understands B'chlal, not Tisha B'Av. It's a regular Shabbos. The same is expressed when it comes to Limud Torah. The Rama writes that even on Shabbos, one would avoid regular Limud Torah, at least in the afternoon. He says we don't. There's a minute to say Pirkei Avos. We don't say Pirkei Avos when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos in the afternoon. The Magen Avraham writes that would even be true of Erev Tisha B'Av. So if it actually is Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, then the whole day one should not learn regular Limud HaTorah, only Dvarim Hamutarim B'Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah quotes other poskim who say that this is already going too far. That if it's Shabbos, one can learn regular learning, and Alicha Shlomo Kosher Shlomo Zaman Orbech as well, as saying Yesh Makom LaHakel L'Mod Kiragil Kol Hayom. But that would be another expression of the Rama's understanding that essentially it is Tisha B'Av, even though for most things we ignore that fact and we have a regular Shabbos with regular Shabbos meals, etc. What about in terms of the Isser of Hachana? We know we don't prepare from Shabbos for Chol. So that would be the case here as well. One would not bring things to Shul before Shabbos are over that are only planning to use for Tisha B'Av, etc. In general, the halacha is that if a person does something which is useful for him on Shabbos as well, even though his intention is because it's going to help him after Shabbos, that would not be a problem of hachana. So, for example, to eat more for Shal Shudas right before the fast, or to eat foods which he thinks will help him fast, even though his intention is because of the fast, that's not a problem. You're eating right now. That's relevant for right now. However, one should not verbalize that fact. One should not go ahead and say, oh, this is for the fast, so that I'll be able to fast better. Once a person verbalizes it, that already makes it a little bit more problematic in terms of hachana. There is a discussion, interesting discussion, what about people who like to take these pills, kalitzom, and the like, to help prepare for the fast. Would that be acceptable? So the Sefer Orcha Shabbos, they're concerned about the Isser of refuah. That should be considered like a medicine. So they want you to crush it up and you know, combine it with a food or liquid before Shabbos, so that it's not recognizable. Rav Asher Weiss says a tshuva, he thinks it's mutter, it's not called refuah. Refuah is when you're dealing with a medical problem of some sort, alleviating some sort of discomfort. There's no medical problem and there's no discomfort. This is just that you will not have discomfort later. And in terms of achana, he also is not concerned. He thinks achana is when you do something now to prepare you for something that you're going to do after Shabbos. But here you're preparing for not feeling hungry, for not eating. He doesn't think it's a problem of achana. He thinks it's mutter to go and to have it. In terms of the transition from Shabbos to Tisha B'Av, so Nihuga Velus are not knowing until Tseis HaKochavim. However, the Inuyim are knowing already at Shkia. So one would refrain from eating and the other inuyim already at, you wouldn't take off your shoes, but you would refrain from eating already from shkia and from rechitza. That would be a problem on Tisha B'Av. However, one would not take off his shoes, and one could sit on a regular chair, etc., until Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, Licha Shlomo, he says, maybe Tzeis HaKochavim le'inyan this could be a few minutes earlier than Legabe Malacha, but that would be the case. Interestingly enough, Shlomo Zalman points out that one should not really wear Shabbos clothes on Tisha B'Av. Really, the old minhag was that they didn't wear Shabbos clothes even on Shabbos Chazon. Anytime during the 9 days, including on Shabbos. So our meaning nowadays is that we do wear Shabbos clothes, but at least once Shabbos is over, and now it's Tisha B'Av, so he thinks it's not right, so he suggests changing out of one's Shabbos clothes. Here in the Shiva, we're going to daven Maariv 15 minutes or so after Tzeis HaShabbos. So a person has time when one would say, Baruch HaMad Mekosh L'chol, take off his shoes, change out of Shabbos clothes, and come to Shul. There is a, what one does say, the bracha on the Ner, on Motzei Shabbos. However, obviously, Havdalah al Kos, we wait until after the fast. If somebody is going to eat on the fast because he's not able to fast, so then he would need to say Havdalah before eating. And finally, on Sunday night, once the fast is over, so the Rama writes, one should not have meat or wine on that night until the next day. However, all of the other Nehugim of the 9 days are finished as soon as the fast is over because it's already Motzei Yud B'Av, not Motzei Tisha B'Av. Yishir B'Saras Tovos.